I love Karina.
Hey, that was Karina on the Homegrown Show. What's Karina's last name?
Karina Kern.
Man, oh man. Not only can she sing, she is hot.
Way to go, Stru.
Well, I tell you what. No, that was a very talented young lady. That's a beautiful. The last song that was on, the Homegrown Show was on before our show, The 4-Hour Outdoorsman. And the last song that was on had beautiful guitar. It was almost like
haunting.
Yeah, it's almost like you want to smoke a joint or something, which I've never done, by the way.
Well, the name of the song was Gypsy Life, so I mean,
really?
That fits.
It was a beautifully played song.
Yeah. Anyway, hey, we don't have music tonight, so Joe Giuliano, Joe Giuliano's not getting paid tonight. Welcome to the 4-Hour Outdoorsman. Strewman, Mark, Lukey, Sam, Brandon behind the glass, and we have nothing but fun on the 4-Hour Outdoorsman. I'll tell you what, I didn't tell you, Mark, on the way here that my wife and I came back from. A couple of weeks ago, we went to like a marriage retreat. You know, we're 38 years. We should try to do something to make sure we're heading in the right direction. And a counselor came up to me and said, you know, your wife says you, in 38 years, you've never bought her flowers. I says, I didn't even know she sold flowers. All right, I'm done. I'll be here all week. Sambo, what's new with you, buddy?
Hey, it's good to have the boys all back together, first of all. Welcome back.
I wasn't doing too well. That's right.
I was gone last week, too. Mark, thanks for holding it down.
I can't do it without you guys. I would not do it without you guys.
Were you sweating, pal?
I'm not made to talk that much.
Were you sweating? We'll take care of you.
I'm good at, you know, witty interjections, not carrying a show, that's for sure.
So not just interjections, they are witty interjections.
Witty interjections, yeah.
You got that, Brandon? They are witty interjections. Anyway, so I was gone a couple of weeks ago, and about 4 or 5 days prior, maybe the week prior to that show a couple of weeks ago, I was just kind of feeling under the weather, no big deal, you know, and I didn't know what was going on or anything. We did the show, everything was fine. We 6 feet distance and those kind of things, right? And wearing the mask like I am right now. But then I wasn't feeling that well the next day, and a couple of weeks, days later, so my wife and I went and had ourselves tested. Hey, I was positive. Thank God there's something positive about me. But that only lasts a couple of days, and we've been checked out again. Everything's fine, and it was only like 2 or 3 days. That was about it. So every day is a gift. I'm back. And aren't you guys lucky? I won't shut up for the next hour and a half, and the show is only an hour.
I want to say,
yeah.
I know it's hard for you not to be at this show because you're very good. You're very good at it. We love having you, but we appreciate you quarantining yourself for a couple weeks and taking care of you and the wife. I'm sure.
And I listened to the show, and it was good, and it was hard not to want to call in and do those kind of. Diane and I just stayed at the cabin for a while, all by ourselves, and hopped in the pontoon once in a while, and didn't touch anybody. And it doesn't take much. Just stay away from people, do the right stuff, and you're going to be fine. You know, let your immune system work. Is my opinion. And God willing, we'll be around here for a long, long time.
But like Mark said, you're definitely not built for quarantine.
No, you aren't.
Not at all. Man, not at all. You ever play the game of sequence?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my wife and I play it occasionally, but I think we're sequenced out right now.
My wife introduced me to that game. It's actually a pretty fun game.
It's a very fun game. Easy to learn. It's a nice evening, relaxing game. And even young kids, 7, 8, 9 years old, can play it. But it's a fun game. And we did our share of sequence and reading books and playing a little cribbage or something like that. But
I love cribbage. My wife and I played cribbage last night.
Really?
I skunked her.
Yeah. I can't ever remember. You taught me how to play it, and I had a blast at deer camp 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Cribbage?
Yeah. I just cannot remember. There's too many rules, man.
15-2, 15-4, pair of six.
I always think about how things start. Now, Brandon has probably played cribbage because he comes from that kind of a ethnic background, I think. Am I correct, Brandon?
I actually
they played
that
in the old country, did they?
But I have played Sequence.
Oh, Sequence is a good game. But anyways, I like to think how things started. Okay, how did someone design the game of cribbage? Two old guys in the 1850s start. I don't know. Where does 15-2, 15-4, 15-6, pair is eight, knobs is this? How does someone start a game like that?
Let's board them.
Let's build a board with 28
quarantine.
Holes, whatever the hell.
Quarantine. I wonder if there are any new games.
In 1918, flu, they came up with
that. That's it. Every great board game was developed during some sort of quarantine. I wonder, though, if like something like that will come out of this.
Who knows?
Probably. I bet it will. I love the Robin Williams, how golf was created.
Oh, it's wonderful.
That's hilarious. So I bet there is. You think about that, a lot of different things. Like, how was this ever created?
Yeah.
Now it's like one of the biggest things ever. Even like soccer or football or baseball, you know. But it's awesome.
You know, I said this a couple of months ago on the show as well. Brian Zipp was one of our friends for a long, long time. He's been got us going in this show, and he's been a great friend, and he's always was a ladies man with the KQRS, you know, all that, and he was single, still singles from what I understand, but he partied hard and played hard, and I said that Brian Zepp, he's the only guy that I know that thinks monogamy is a board game. And I thought it was a great line. I got to patent that line or something. But, Brian, we miss you, buddy. He's in Bozeman, Montana, but he's on KQ almost every morning, I think, with the boys. I hear him once in a while. Yeah. Mark, what's new with you, friend?
Not much. Glad you guys are back. We had a great week last week for a charity hunt, Reach for Resources, Tackle and Spur event. Lots of people there. We hunted with Simone Shera, Ron's daughter, and Bill Charlton from Geiger's
Trails End Resort.
Shot some birds. It was a great time, beautiful weather. They raised a lot of money. Jason sent us a note. I think it was they raised $61,000
that. Yeah, $61,000.
There's 150 people there. It was all done, you know, outside and the social distancing mask thing. And he works really hard. So thank you, Jason, for all that you do. We're really glad we could be a part of it. We got to shoot some birds. It was hard work, man.
It was.
The sorghum was what got me. They had
I don't know why
fields.
They plant it.
I don't know what sorghum is.
It's, well, you had to tell me what sorghum is.
Hoo-laka-laka-laka.
So, welcome back. So, sorghum, the end product for me. Have you guys heard of the place in Missouri, Lamperts?
Sure.
Home of the throwing roll?
Oh, I thought it was home of the lumber company, but no.
Up here, yeah. So, yeah. Lamperts, they like throw the rolls at you. It's, you know, been all
oh,
over.
Oh, yeah, I have, and I've seen videos of it. Yeah,
it's in Springfield, Missouri.
Right.
I've been there a few times. That's where I was learnt about sorghum. Where it looks, they come around, they put it in this like little like pint paint can, and they take it out with like one of those, the old school like honey.
Yeah. So describe the texture of sorghum.
It's like
then.
Super, 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 super thick molasses.
All right. Cool.
And it's got a real pungent taste. I wasn't a fan of it, but they put it on your biscuits and rolls. But the plant itself is like a hybrid of like corn and wheat.
Yeah, I don't know. It was short and really thick. Like
yeah, but there
were
some
knees.
That was as tall as us.
So chomping through that was hard work. So
yeah, I definitely felt it in my hips the next day.
But it was good to walk. It was beautiful out. I got to get my walking legs for Nebraska. I'm going to Nebraska on a pheasant hunt in a couple of weeks. So it was a wonderful time. Thanks again, Jason. Reach for Resources, great organization.
Thanks, Bob FM.
Thanks, Bob FM, for sponsoring.
And thank Bob FM for only getting two tickets, so Super Stu couldn't go down there. But I guess it's part of life, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it is. I will tell you this. Our boy Mark is a heck of a shot.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're a great shot.
You know who's a hell of a shot is Boomer. Boomer is fast.
Was he?
Fast, yeah.
Yeah, everything that flew in front of Mark, he pretty much either winged it or got it down. You absolutely murdered
I murdered one that came up.
It flew up.
And they
like,
told you to, like, give it some time to fly, but it was windy, man. Once they get up, they're gone. So I shredded one that was about 10 feet in front of me.
Bill shot one, too, that literally it went through his fingertips. He almost caught it after he shot it.
You know, last year, I enjoy, everyone who listened to the show, if they know me at all, they know that I'd rather videotape than shoot the birds or whatever we're out there doing. And I did that duck hunting up in Detroit Lakes a couple of years ago. And after a couple of hours of doing the stuff you guys did last year, I said, this is fun, but I tell you what, I started videotaping, and I got a videotape of Bill Charlton from Geiger's Trails and Resort, and someone's dog had it was doing his thing, and I said, all right, get ready, and I got that bird going up, and he's fast as well. Bill Charlton knows how to shoot a shotgun, but I got it on video and sent it to him. It's kind of cool. I'm proud of that. That was my best shot of the day.
Mark was walking behind me at one point, and a bird shot up, and I was the only one in the group that I shot at, and I missed it. And he goes, I got that on camera. I was like, dang it. I'm just joking. I didn't get it.
Hey, speaking of the Cackle and Spur Reach for Resources pheasant hunt at Sandpine, you guys were that. When we had Jason Skugan about a month ago talking about it, trying to promote it, yeah, he said something about the ladies, needing more ladies. Just give me an answer. Did they get more ladies or not?
There's a few, not a bunch, but there was a few.
All right.
So well, there was two out of ours.
Was there, and that's her big thing is getting women in upland hunting. And but anytime you have a hunting event, it's going to be mostly dudes.
Yeah. Well, it's a guy's world. You know that, pal.
It is.
It is a guy's world. Go ahead, Mark, and we got somebody on the line for you.
Yeah, I believe we have Corey. Corey, are you on the line, buddy?
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, thanks for joining us. I really appreciate it. I think last time that we talked to you was the dead heat of the quarantine panic. Everyone was locked in. Things were looking a little grim for businesses like yours. At the time, you weren't really sure, you know, how to operate in this kind of climate. But we just wanted to check in with you and see how things are going down at Power Lodge.
You know, it's been a phenomenal summer for us sales-wise. The quarantine has really allowed people some extra time, or maybe just the opportunity to get outside and go four-wheeling or get out on a boat, get out on a pontoon. And so we've really seen a surge of activity across the board. And so it's really been a phenomenal change of pace for us from where things looked like back in March.
That's great for you guys. You guys are moving boats, and I know you because I work with you with my Alumacraft, and I take it there, and you guys have a great winterizing program. But you guys sell a lot of other stuff like ATVs and snowmobiles. Can you tell our listeners a little bit more about that end of your business?
Yeah, the ATV and power sports side of our business is actually a huge component and really where we started. 3 years ago is when we added the marine lines to the dealership. It just kind of complement what we were already doing with the four-wheelers and side-by-sides and the Argos and things like that. Really anything that's going to get people outdoors enjoying, you know, what we have to offer here in Minnesota.
Hey, Corey, Sam here. How are you guys sitting on inventory for like ATVs and stuff? I know I've heard through the grapevine through a couple big companies that inventory is really, really low this year. How are you guys sitting since the manufacturing?
You know, it is historically low. I mean, it's earlier this week, I had literally had 2 four-wheelers left to sell, and that was it. Now, thankfully, the manufacturers have started to open up the factories. They're shipping things, so it's coming in sporadically. You know, keep in mind that what we saw sales-wise happened across all of North America, and so as these factories come back online, things are trickling because they have to supply every dealer across the nation with this inventory, although we've just got the new 2021 Polaris 570s in, which was not only in stock, but a completely new redesign for this year. So we're starting to get those products back in and improved upon from last year. Now 2021 Can-Ams are starting to ship. Actually got our first 2021 Alumacraft boats in, just 3 so far, but they are starting to come in as well. So across the board, we're seeing replenishment. So if you don't see what you're looking for quite yet, just wait a week or two and we'll see what's coming in. If things are coming in, like I say, trickling in every week, we're getting more and more deliveries.
So with this obviously crazy year we've had with manufacturing especially, are they still supporting you guys with like rebates and stuff like that?
Rebates, yes. Yes and no, I guess I should say. There are certain products that are rebated, some maybe not as heavily as you might see this time of year. You know, normally this would be your inventory clearance month for non-current models. Really across the board, non-currents have disappeared. I don't know of any dealership that has any inventory of those left. So rebates are maybe not as strong as they would have been historically, although in the case of Polaris with their new 570, you've actually got much more content for roughly the same price as what you were paying for a 2020. So while the rebate isn't there, you're going to get, like if you do a 570, yes, it's going to come with a brush guard. It's going to come with a rack extender. That would have been a couple $100 in options and accessories last year.
That's awesome.
Hey, we're talking with Corey King of Power Lodge. It's a power sports company. I'll tell you what, it's the best. It's in Ramsey, right down the road from us, in Brainerd, I think, Malacca, all over the place. And I'll tell you what, the reputation speaks for itself. But I'll tell you what, on someplace on your site, I read someplace it says something like, you're known for product experts and being honest and having fun. I stopped right there. That's good enough for me. I like to have fun.
Yeah.
And you're all about having fun. You talked about the 2021 Polaris 570. What's different about that machine as compared to something from 2020?
Relocated one of the batteries. You know, so there were a couple complaints, really nothing that was a glaring problem with the older ones, but there were some issues that we thought could have been improved upon, and really across the board, those were addressed. So battery got relocated. So not only is it easy to get to now, it's also not sitting down in the bottom of the mud at the bottom of the frame. There's a plug-in right on the console where you can charge the battery. You don't even have to access the battery now to hook up a battery tender. The brush guard is coming standard. The rack extender coming standard. Just a great improvement across the board.
Cool.
We're seeing that with some of the other manufacturers too, kind of upping the game and just making things better so they work longer, they're in the shop less, just less breakdowns.
If you don't do it, do you close the doors? Go ahead, Sam.
Speaking of shop, Corey, what do you recommend? I have a 2017 Polaris 570. How often do you recommend that I like service that? And I, obviously I'd come to you guys, but what's your recommendation on that?
you know, service intervals change a little bit if it's going to be differentials or oil changes. A lot of times it's just a good idea to get on maybe an annual maintenance plan. And not so because you're putting a ton of miles on like you maybe do your truck, but because these vehicles sit for a long time. So if there is any contamination in the oil, it's getting out of there. It's very similar to your boat. Very seldom do I actually put 50 hours of runtime on my outboard engine. That's usually the trolling motor that's seen the time. I'm still going ahead and changing lower units and changing oil in there just to be preventative so that come springtime, you know you're ready to rock and roll.
Hey, Corey, speaking about boats, it's almost time to park mine. What kind of specials do you run for winterization right now?
Well, you know, winterization is a crazy time for us. We see almost all of our customers in a six-week time span. And so it's important for people to know that that's the kind of volume that we see in a very, very short amount of time. As far as winterization goes, we can do as much or as little as anybody's looking for. So we do offer some a la carte services. If you just want your boat shrink-wrapped, we can do storage. We can do full winterizations. Occasionally, people will store with us and have big-time projects done over the winter. For instance, we had a pontoon that was damaged in a storm this year. Didn't want to have downtime this summer, so the fences were damaged and ordered and waiting pontoons there. We can do that at will over the winter. So essentially, we'll have a new pontoon come springtime.
Nice.
Hey, Corey, thanks for joining us again, and thanks for being a sponsor of the 4 Outdoorsman. You know you guys have one hell of a store there. The business is great, and it's the relationship we have with you, of course, we never take for granted. So keep up the good work. If you guys haven't gone to Power Lodge, give it a shot. You got to see this store. I've only been down to the one here in Ramsey, but it's meticulous. All the guys are great and ladies are great, and they'll do what they have to make you happy. Power Lodge in Ramsey, Malacca, and I think in Brainerd as well. Right, Corey?
Yep. That is correct.
You take care of yourself, sir, and boy, enjoy this week. If you get a chance, get on one of those four wheelers. Get your butt outside. It's going to be gorgeous. Yeah, gorgeous. Shut the doors. All right, take care.
Thanks a lot, Corey.
Yeah, take care, guys.
Thanks, Corey. See you, man.
Yeah. You know, I've only been there a couple of times. I've ever had the opportunity to have business with him on a personal basis, but man, it's a beautiful place, and they've got a lot of stuff in there. And these guys come out and ladies come out and talk to you without any pressure, asking you questions, answer your questions. You can walk out the door, no big deal to them, because they know if they treat you well, you're going to come back.
I was just going to say, their staff is very, very – I'm a big customer service
You're
guy.
A big customer
yeah,
service.
Yeah, like literally.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I'm a big – because I love – I think customer service wins in everything.
And right. Absolutely.
When you go there, you feel like your family, they're knowledgeable. And the one thing I can't stand about retail is the turnaround of employees. Yeah. When you go there, you're dealing with people who have been there for a while, know the ins and outs of the machines. To me, that's priceless.
Now, you asked Corey a question, a maintenance question, and you know, I fixed up with duct tape. That's all there is to it. Yeah. I've got a new riding lawnmower. It's only got maybe 5 or 6 hours on it right now. Do I have to change the oil again next year if I only got 4 or 5 hours on it? Let me ask you that question. Do you know the answer?
I would refer to your user manual.
All right. We're going to wrap it up. We're going to be right back with Steve Carney. He's the real deal, but he's on a couple of times here with us, and we appreciate that. Steve Carney, be back in the 4 Outdoorsman. Talk to you soon. Hey, Strewman here for Devil's Lake Tourism. It's not a secret that Devil's Lake is known for fantastic fishing, but now is the time for you to double up with your annual Cast and Blast. Devil's Lake is also known for some of the best bird hunting in this country, so hey, you can shoot a few pheasants in the morning and maybe catch a few walleyes in the afternoon. That, my friends, is just about the perfect day. Hey, bring your fishing rod, bring your shotgun, bring your family. For more information, simply go to devilslakend.com. Hey, and thanks.
40 years ago, Dave Gens had an idea that would change the sport of ice fishing. The Fish Trap Flip-Over Portable Ice Shelter, providing protection as well as mobility to anglers. Today, the concept remains, but the original clamfish trap has evolved, made with premium thermal fabrics, heavy-duty tubs, and easy-to-use pole systems. After 40 years, there's still only one original fish trap. Watch the full story at clamoutdoors.com.
Hello, America. It's Richard, H&R Block Tax Pro. This year's tax deadline is April 18th. That means 3 extra days to file, so the last minute just got longer. H&R Block offices are open early and late to get you every credit and deduction you deserve. Make an appointment or walk in on the 15th, 16th, 17th, or even 18th. Or drop off your paperwork and be on your way. What are you waiting for, America? Get in here.
Napa Know How! top shelf, the good stuff. It's harder to reach for a reason. You don't get it for just anybody, but your baby isn't just anybody. So this month, Napa is making the good stuff a little easier to get with Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil for just $5.79 a quart. So go ahead, treat her right, and get Castrol Edge for $5.79 a quart. She'll thank you later. That's Napa know-how. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 4/30/16.
Tis the season of camping, boating, and fishing, and you don't want to be left out because your trailer's broken. Crystal Welding in Maple Grove can fix it and get you back to the outdoors. Crystal Welding offers a wide variety of services, including welding, maintenance, and repairs for all types of trailers. Crystal Welding is your one-stop shop for all of your trailer needs. Go to crystalwelding.com for more information. Crystal Welding. Solutions. Service. Results.
Crystal Welding.
Menards, get 11% off everything. UltraDeck Rustic and Fusion Composite Decking have the look of real wood without all the upkeep. It installs with hidden fasteners, and the superior durability means no splintering, cracking, or rotting. The composite material means you'll spend less time maintaining your deck and more time enjoying it. UltraDeck Rustic and Fusion low-maintenance composite decking are available at Menards. Now through March 23rd, get 11% off everything, including UltraDeck, at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Okay, Minnesota, you've been staying close to home and been waiting to break free. Well, now's your chance. Don Laughlin's Riverside Resort in Laughlin, Nevada is ready for you. Following all local, state, and airline safety protocols, you can get away to the Riverside. And Riverside Resort takes care of everything. Trips include 3 or 4 room nights and includes your flight on a chartered Sun Country jet. When you arrive, you'll take a quick 10-minute bus ride to the resort. Riverside Resort will even take your bags to your room. Take a stroll by the Colorado River, enjoy superb dining, and of course, experience world-class gaming. Go bowling, visit their classic car museum, or take in a movie at their Sixplex, featuring all-new reclining chairs. Or maybe even bring your golf clubs. Take a tour aboard the USS Riverside, or just rent a cabana and relax by one of the pools. These popular trips start as low as $349 per person and sell out fast. So book now by calling 800-227-3849 or book online at riversideresort.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit linzess.com. Sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Total Country Pub FM.
It's not Joe Giuliano, but it's good.
I kind of like this.
I do too.
That's Brandon playing in the studio right now.
Got nothing else to do.
Give me a little scat, Brandon.
Skidabapadoo-bapadoo. That's enough, pal. We got somebody on the line here. We got a great guest on the line, Steve Carney. Hey, tell you what, Steve. I find it coincidental that the last commercial is about constipation. Here comes Steve Carney on the air.
Yeah, that really hits home, doesn't it?
My God. What's happening to Bob FM? Yeah. What does constipation have to do with the four outdoorsmen? I have no idea.
You know, that's one thing I've never been afflicted with. Usually, you know, before the duck hunt in the morning, you have a little bit of that, but that's about it.
No, I haven't either. God's been good to me, pal. I'm a 7:30 in the morning guy every day of my life.
I never have any problems with that at all.
Steve Carney.
I can beat that. I'm 55 seconds and under. So.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Hey, Steve, how you been? You've got a lot of things changing. Now, you've been in Otter Lake from the Twin City area for, are you on your second year right now, Otter Lake area. But.
Yep. I've been up in Otter Tail for a year and a half, and I am absolutely in heaven. Yeah. It's fishing, hunting, nirvana. I'm tired of the city, the traffic. the crappy lakes, the crappy fishing. I am so happy I can't even tell you.
You know, I enjoy half of the show is preparing and checking out guests like yourself and digging in a little bit, and I really enjoy that because I don't have any kids at home, and I've got the time, but I enjoy it anyway. And I listened to your first podcast. As a matter of fact, you are now becoming a really big shot. You are with the AM, the Flag in Fargo, North Dakota, 1100 AM WZFG. And you'll be doing a podcast with them. And Outdoors Angle is going to be a daily or a couple of times a week, a little conversation. That's going to be cool. I'm excited about that. But I heard part of your podcast, you were talking about your transition from the Twin Cities to Otter Tail. And one of the things you said, man, the fishing has just changed drastically, and there's, you know, the lakes aren't as clean down here as they used to be, and it all has changed over the last 25 years. Was that such a gradual thing that you didn't even see it coming yourself?
Well, you know, Stru, it's been coming a long time. I've been coming up here for probably 30 years with friends who have cabins up here, and I knew this was the place to be. I mean, there's pheasants, there's deer, there's ducks. I went out this afternoon with my better half, and we went out and caught a bunch of walleyes this afternoon.
Good for you.
And this morning, we tracked a buddy of mine's doe. I mean, all day long, it's ducks, pheasants, deer, and this is incredible country up here. There's lots of cover, swamps, sloughs. I mean, it's unspoiled. I mean, you think about western Minnesota, southwestern Minnesota, it's all black dirt. Everything's been plowed over, drained, and it's a wasteland. Up here, it's what it used to be 30 years ago. Yeah. That's why I came up here, and I don't regret it for a day. I thank the good Lord every day that I'm here, and I'm in heaven.
You know, what a thrill it must be for you after being in this industry for so many years, and you've dedicated your entire adult life to the outdoors, and now you can do almost anything you want as far as hunting or fishing or conservation and be in your recliner in a half an hour.
Never in my recliner. Ever. Ever. I'm either cleaning ducks, cleaning fish, out hanging stands. I mean, it's almost a 24/7 deal up here.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a beautiful thing, and I've got access to the Dakotas, and you know, I'm like an hour from the North Dakota border, and it's just such an incredible place to be. I just always knew this is where the action is,
you know,
no doubt.
You're talking about fishing. We're going to talk about duck hunting in a couple of minutes because things have changed in your lifestyle there. But you just fished for some walleyes today and caught a couple. How has fishing changed this year for you up there as compared to the last 4 or 5 years? And how has fishing changed overall in the last couple of years for you?
Well, you know, in the metro area, I lived in Buffalo for a long time.
Which is not metro area.
going downhill. The stocking was, you know, not what it used to be. The water quality has declined. All the invasives. I mean, it got so frustrating trying to take my clients out and putting them on crappy lakes.
Yeah.
I was just tired of it.
Yeah.
So up here, it's a panfish nirvana. The crappies and bluegills up here are all over the place. I mean, I've got probably 15 lakes that are primo, big crappie, bluegill lakes, and you get walleyes along the way, too, and it's almost too easy up here. And it's quite a change from combat fishing in the city.
That's a cute line.
And combat hunting as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, up here, you get some North Dakota people here, you get the cabin people, but it's not overrun, and I think a lot of the people kind of stop about Alexandria, and that's kind of, you know, where I think most people kind of stop. So when you get past Alex into me, that's another half hour, 40 minutes, and I think that's the difference why everything is so incredible up here. It's just a little bit farther out.
Another reason people stop in Alexandria, Steve, you may not even think about this, but that's about as far as our signal goes, you know. So if they want to listen to our show, they got to stop at Alexandria. That's about it.
So I suppose I'm not going to get any heat now because nobody can hear that.
Say anything you want.
That's funny.
Hey, neighbors.
We're going to talk about duck hunting, but I want the walleye fishing, okay? Now, we have a couple of great weeks right now coming on. You're going to have the same beautiful weather we are having. What was your presentation for walleyes today?
You know what, Stru? It was really a nasty day out here. I thought it was going to be kind of warm and nice, and once we got out there, it was cold and it was miserable. And I ended up fishing Rush Lake up here by Otter Tail, and just working some brake lines I'd never been on before, and we got into them really good from like 1 to 5, and it was kind of a total act of God. I mean, it was just one of those things that, you know, falls in your lap. So, but, you know, now the water temperatures are 54, 55, and that's kind of when they start going. So, you know, we did really well this afternoon, very surprised, but, you know, now is when October gets really good.
Yeah, I imagine.
September, no, not so much. It's too warm. Water temperature is too warm. But you get into October, this is the time to be on the water, right up until ice up. So I think it's just going to get better and better.
I imagine there's some times this time of the year for you that you're fishing for 3-4 hours, and then all of a sudden you're shooting some birds for a couple of hours as well.
I tell you, there's not enough hours in the day. It's just amazing, you know, and I've been bow hunting almost every night and having some great encounters with deer. The bucks are just starting to move. Things are just starting to ramp up, and I took a doe last week.
Good for you.
Got that under my belt. Now I'm looking for a buck, and, you know, it was like 28 degrees this morning, frost, and they were really moving. So there's so many things going on. The duck hunting is kind of so-so. Getting a few mallards, but, you know, we haven't got the push yet. And a lot of local birds have been pushed out from pressure. So, you know, a lot of duck hunters out. Big year for duck hunting. So kind of waiting for the migration, waiting for the redheads to come down, the canvasbacks, and which will happen the next 10 to 2 weeks. So just kind of, you know, sitting tight.
I think I read a story in the Outdoor News that said that duck hunting in 2019 in the state of Minnesota is about, oh, maybe 7% down from 2018. Why do you think that was?
I think it was lack of success. You know,
there you go.
You know, duck hunting in Minnesota is kind of a joke, really, between you and me. I'm up here in kind of a minor flyway to the lakes country up here, so we get a little bit of a push. But anything east of that, once the woodies are gone, the teals are gone, it's over. And you wait for the mystical flight that never comes. I mean, I've been through that for decades, and it's just not happening anymore. But the reason is the food. You go out to western Minnesota, up here northwest in the Dakotas, there's shrimp, there's snails, there's sago, and that's one thing we do not have in Minnesota. So those, you know, they've just moved west, and it's been a trend for 15 years. They're going where the food is, and that's why duck hunting in Minnesota is not very good. You know, it's going to be that way forever.
You know, I haven't duck hunted often. I haven't done a whole lot of hunting except deer hunting in my entire life. But and I've duck hunted a couple of times in pheasant and grouse and those kind of things. But had a chance to duck hunt Metro with Mark and a couple of guys a few times. And then a good friend of mine, Tony Samper, has his family's had a place not too far from Detroit Lakes, which is by Lac La Pire, I think is what it's called. And they are in a spot that is unbelievable. You want to get spoiled. The first time I was there, it was like... Is it like this all the time? He says, almost. I mean, it is in the right spot. And I know nothing about duck hunting, but even I shot birds. It was just an absolute riot. But then you come back east a little bit, and it's a whole different ballgame. I know what you're talking about.
Well, you know, everything's been drained. Everything's been tiled. Tree lines have been cut down. I mean, it's so sad. And, you know, I grew up in, you know, hunting western Minnesota, and I see what we have now, and it's... It's very sad, and there's no habitat, there's no water, there's no cover, you know, for the pheasants to raise their, you know, young. It's just changed radically, and that's why I'm way northwest and not west and south.
Now, that being said,
south is almost worse, really.
That being said, you said that when we were talking earlier that you were changing from, okay, small ponds and potluck areas down here in the metro area, the Seven County metro area. Now you're going to duck hunt big water. What do you have to do differently?
Well, as I get older, Strew, like you, not as old as you.
What an a-hole.
Well, I'm a little more shaky in a canoe than I used to be. So I've moved to a 16-foot Alaskan with a 50 on it, and I'm going to start concentrating on bigger water and kind of change things around a little bit, because this is pretty good diver country up here when they start coming through. And I'm going to kind of switch gears and get into a boat that I'm comfortable and, you know, go for the bigger water instead of the smaller water.
Good for you. Good for you.
You know, it's like a tree stand. I can't get up in a 12-foot tree stand anymore. My equilibrium is not quite there anymore. as I get older, and I need to be 8, 9, 10 feet, and you know, you just have to adapt as you get older, and it kind of sucks. Yeah. You know, getting older is not fun.
You know, as I was talking to a good friend of mine, Frank Weiss, today, we're both 69, and we golf quite a bit together, and he's all busted up, his shoulder hurts, and his dad told him, getting older is a lot of work, and it is a lot of work. I mean, I'm fortunately a small guy in decent shape. I can't picture being out of shape and trying to get to be 69, 70, 75 years old. It's a lot of work. I'm with you.
Yeah, you know, I can still do it. I can climb a tree and hang portables and do everything I've always done, but it takes a little recovery time when you get in your 60s. You need a day or two to kind of get over it.
Yeah, you're right.
And I'm just fortunate I can do it, but, yeah. You know, you just don't. My biggest buck of my life last year with my bow in about a stand that was maybe 8 feet high.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just have to kind of adapt and make some changes as you get older, but you can still do it. You just have to, you know, have the fire in the belly.
Yeah.
You know?
And one of the things that's good about being this age and being married as long as we have to wonderful women, when you come home, you got all these aches and pains, you know that body massage is waiting for you. So you can recruit a lot more quickly.
Well, my better half is waiting for. I got a couple of redheads in the oven right now, so she's looking forward to that. So, yeah, it's a good thing.
I'm glad you didn't say I was a couple of redheads on the patio. I don't think what the hell you're talking about. Yeah,
no, tell you what, before we good kind of redhead.
Yeah, we got a couple of seconds, couple of minutes here. Let's talk about. I know you're on CCO. You're all over the place. You got a podcast and whatnot, and you do the TV stuff and seminars and outdoor news. Let's talk a little bit about the flag on 1100 AM in Fargo. What's happening there?
You know, that's pretty funny, Stru. The owner of all these stations up here happened to be in the cities visiting his mom a couple of weeks ago and heard my CCO segment, and he called me up Monday morning, and he said, I'll have a contract to you in 2 hours.
Wow, isn't that neat?
He didn't even talk to me or ask me anything. And boom, he had a contract to me. We got it worked out, and it's been a beautiful marriage ever since. And it covers North Dakota, South Dakota, northwestern Minnesota. It's kind of the CCO of the North. So I'm very blessed that that happened and very fortunate.
You know, I'll tell you what, Steve, you're a great guy. You're fun to have on the air because you are the real deal, and you don't pull any punches. You don't coat it with sugar. You tell it like it is, and that's what should happen. I'm excited about your success and the opportunities to be in the outdoors. Anybody wants to know any more about Steve Carney, go to Steve Carney Outdoors. You'll find him all over the place. A great guy, loves to hunt, loves the fish, loves the outdoors, and loves to share. Hey, thanks for being our friend, Steve.
Hey, thank you for the opportunity, guys.
Okay, take care of yourself, man. And enjoy the Reds, and we'll talk to you again in a couple of months or so.
Absolutely. Take care.
You bet, buddy. Take care of yourself. Bye. I love that man.
He's fun, man.
He's in it, man.
He's great at this.
And he doesn't pull any punches. Mm-hmm. You know, and it takes guts to be 58 or 59 and say, listen, I've got a good life down here, but I want to go up there. And his wife said, let's go. Good for them. What do you got there, Mark?
Should we do some shout-outs quick before a break?
Yeah.
A couple of shout-outs here. Jim Dickerman, my son Nick, and Oliver are streaming at their house. Thanks for watching my son all day, Jim. I really appreciate it. So, hello, boys. Craig Rudolph Jr. says, shot a little one last night and tracked another one for a buddy this morning.
Wow.
Justin Zeiss says, big hello from the Zeiss family. Chilly weekend on Mille Lacs. Our friend Bill Katz had a great time at the first Hunters Point Sportsman Show. Welcome back, Sam and Stuart, and thank you, Bill, for coming in last week.
You bet.
And Corey Bechtold says, falls in the air. Time for a What's Working Now report. He has a picture of a nice walleye there. Scott Olzenek says, four-wheeling the Sioux line in Moose Lake fun. And Mike Raymond sent us a cool video of two bucks fighting, looks like in his backyard. That's pretty awesome.
That's my buddy, yeah. Mike.
Really? Is that local then?
Yeah.
Well, we got to send that to us.
Thank you, everyone, for writing in. We have a surprise guest that we don't know about coming up next on the Four Outdoors.
Oh, you bet you do. Hey, Strewman here for Devil's Lake Tourism. It's not a secret that Devil's Lake is known for fantastic fishing, but now is the time for you to double up with your annual Cast and Blast. Devil's Lake is also known for some of the best bird hunting in this country, so, hey, you can shoot a few pheasants in the morning and maybe catch a few walleyes in the afternoon. That, my friends, is just about the perfect day. Hey, bring your fishing rod, bring your shotgun, bring your family. For more information, simply go to devilslakend.com. Hey, and thanks.
If you happen to drive by the Bob FM studios on Sunday night, you might notice a sweet new Ram 1500 sitting in the parking lot. Yep, that baby's mine, and I got it from McKay's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Waite Park. Sam here for my friends at McKay's. Ram trucks are built for the outdoorsman like me and my family, and there's no better place to get yours than McKay's. Visit McKay's in Waite Park just west of St. Cloud or shop online at McKaysDodge.com. Even my family loves it.
We love McKay's.
40 years ago, Dave Gens had an idea that would change the sport of ice fishing. The Fish Trap Flip-Over Portable Ice Shelter, providing protection as well as mobility to anglers. Today, the concept remains, but the original clamfish trap has evolved, made with premium thermal fabrics, heavy-duty tubs, and easy-to-use pole systems. After 40 years, there's still only one original fish trap. Watch the full story at clamoutdoors.com.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Second Amendment lives. Crocodile Productions Gun and Knife Show is back. This Saturday and Sunday at Allman's Gun Shop in Morristown. New guns, old guns, permit to carry classes, machine guns to shoot, Old West gun range, and an exploding pumpkin shoot. Open Saturday 9 to 5 and Sunday 9 to 3. Only $5 per day. Kids under 12 free with an adult. That's this Saturday and Sunday at Allman's Gun Shop in Morristown. Visit CrocodileProductions.com for details.
At Menards, get 11% off everything. UltraDeck Rustic and Fusion Composite Decking have the look of real wood without all the upkeep. It installs with hidden fasteners, and the superior durability means no splintering, cracking, or rotting. The composite material means you'll spend less time maintaining your deck and more time enjoying it. UltraDeck Rustic and Fusion Low Maintenance Composite Decking are available at Menards. Now through March 23rd, get 11% off everything, including UltraDeck, at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Save big on a trip for two with airfare and hotel to Riverside Resort and Casino in Laughlin, Nevada. Just $2.99. Trips and dates are limited. Book now.
Deals on radio. Deals on radio.
Neil here for Blue Sky Services. It's a crazy time. Seasons are changing, school has started, and family schedules are more hectic than ever. I keep my home and my sanity with the help of Blue Sky Services. It's prime time for window washing and gutter cleaning. So stay off the ladder and let the pros handle the hard work. Call my crew at Blue Sky Services. Window cleaning starts at just $159, gutter cleaning at $125. But their schedule's busy too, so call now to save your spot. 952-467-2447 or Blue Sky Services.
Oh, I love harmonica, don't you guys? I really do. I can play the harmonica. Do you guys know that?
I do now.
You do now.
Can't anybody technically play one?
I don't think so. Not as well as I can. Hey, I'll tell you what. Before we get to our special private surprising guest, I've got a surprise for the boys.
It's not very private on the radio.
It is a private on the radio. It will be private in a couple of minutes here. But anyway, let's talk about our sponsors, and we'll get to our guest.
Yeah, let's talk about Power Lodge. We just had Corey on. Thank you, Power Lodge, for sponsoring us. A great place to take your boat. There's lots of year-end deals going on right there, so check it out. Cats Covers, Bill Katz, thank you so much for coming in. Protect all your valuables from falling down the ice hole. Cats Covers. Who else we got?
Clam
Outdoors. It's coming. Winter's coming, so check out clamoutdoors.com. We're going to have someone from Clam coming on in a few weeks to talk about everything new coming from them.
Well, whether you're going ice fishing or on your new ATV from Power Lodge, you need something to pull it, so why don't you go up to McKay's, check out the new 2021 Rams, or get a good deal on a 2020, tell them the Four Outdoorsmen sent you.
And you can take that brand-new truck from McKay's to Devil's Lake, right? To Devil's Lake Tourism, a great sponsor of ours that we've been friends for a number of years. I'll tell you what, if you haven't been to Devil's Lake, and our next guest, I'm guessing, has been to Devil's Lake, you've got to get there, boy. It's the best of both worlds. All right, now the next guest we have, I'm going to ask him, you know, you guys just came back from cackle and spur hunting, right, and at Sand Pine, whatever the hell it is, and shot a few birds and all that. Our next guest, I'm going to ask you right now, were these guys, they keep telling me how good a shot they are. Everything was fine. Everything was real easy. Was everything as good as they say it was?
I tell you what? Drew,
what?
They're really glad they had me there to back them up.
This is Simone Shira. Yeah.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Simone.
Hey, Simone.
Hey, Simone. Every time.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm fabulous. Fabulous.
Every time I tell Mark I'm going to have a surprise guest, he starts sweating.
How did he get your number?
He doesn't trust me. How do I get anyone's number, man? I'm super screwed. Hey, Simone, tell me the story you told me. These guys, oh, man, I shot these birds. I did this. Tell them what you told me when we talked this morning.
Well, we set a foot in the fields of Golden Meadows, and I'll tell you what, they have fabulous cover out there for the pheasants.
That's
fabulous.
Good. That's a good thing.
And they were pushing us through some sorghum that was really, really thick. Now, I was one of the guides that had a dog with, so of course when you have a dog, you get to go in through this thick stuff. But after a while, I told the boys, I'm like, come on, you guys. And if anybody knows how tall they are, you guys can go through this stuff.
Right.
I think one pass, one dime, they went through it. And they're like, oh, my gosh, my legs. Oh. Whining.
It was funny. That's what I was going to say. The first thing she said, all these guys did was whine. I said, they're both 6'5", man, 6'5", and they can make it through this stuff.
At one point, I just I gave up and didn't shoot and walked behind Sam so he could clear a path for me. Like he plowed the sorghum, and I just walked behind him, sadly.
As you were tickling my ear with sorghum.
Yeah. That I did do.
There is some truth to that. And then, again, Sam, you have to admit, if it wasn't for Mark and I standing there backing you up on that pheasant at the end.
Which one?
Right, exactly. Exactly. No, all three of us. Well, Sam, we gave him the first opportunity and he missed. And then Mark and I backed him up, and I swear, I think all three of us shot at the same time.
We did. All three of us shot at the same time.
And that bird's probably still in the air someplace, just in pieces.
Absolutely not. Nope. Yeah. Nope. I had their back. I was there. It was all good. My dog had a beautiful retrieve.
Yeah, Ryder. Ryder worked hard for us.
That was Riley, wasn't it? It is Ryder. Yeah, good for you.
Yep. It's absolutely a great event that Reach for Resources has. It was wonderful to see all the hunters there. I think they were up in the 150s, I do believe. The greatest part that I don't even think Mark and Sam know is. At the luncheon, I had a girl come up to me and she asked if she could sit with me for lunch. And I said, absolutely. And we got to chatting and I introduced myself and she said, you're the reason I'm here.
Wow.
I heard your commercial
on
Bob FM. And I'm like, oh, that's fabulous.
Yep, that's cool.
She came by herself. She signed up. She has a German short hair. She wanted to get out hunting. And I think, you know, my goal is to get more women in the field and one at a time, if that's what it takes. So that was awesome that we reached people through Bob FM.
Boy, be proud of yourself, Simone. Go ahead, Mark.
Well, I know that they were struggling a little bit to get people signed up, and then thank you for breaking out your star power and going on the Bob airwaves, because they had, I think he said, 75 more people than last year, so that's fantastic. Thank you for coming, and thank you for bringing Ryder. That's the second I got to hunt with Ryder in South Dakota and with your dad, and he's a great dog, man. He's getting up there in age, but he's a great dog.
He is, yes. Well, I have a young one in the works, so next year we'll be behind her. But I just encourage anybody for next year, please come out and help the Reach for Resources people. They really put on a great event.
Don't tell anybody, but it's a black lab, right?
It is.
Hey, we're talking with Simone Shira. I tell you what, I'm going to get this out of the way. They're going to talk about everything you do because you, young lady, for many, many years have cleared your own paths right through the woods. You are your own lady. I keep reading stuff that says Simone Shira, daughter of Ron. Do you ever get tired of hearing daughter of Ron Shira? I mean, I know he's a big deal, but do you ever get tired of that?
He is a big deal. You know, I have to be honest. I'm pretty proud of that man.
Good for you.
I can't deny it. Without having any brothers, and I am the oldest daughter, so I've kind of stepped up to the plate and became his duck hunting partner and goose hunting partner, and we have a lot of stories. There's many stories where he's tried to put me in a deer stand as well. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be encouraging other women to get out there and do what I did. But starting at the age of, I think about 10 is when I would tag along out to South Dakota and put on many miles.
So how about the – now, your life today is filled with everything. I'm a lot of things, whether it's hunting and fishing and dog training and all that. Is dog training the number one priority in your life right now, working with animals?
It is working with animals. I do have three of my own, and I also take in puppies and housebreak them for people, and I do some training on the side as well. But lately, this past week, I myself have been out goose hunting, and on Saturday, we took out a youth group, so I try to introduce kids to the outdoors as well. And the more that we can get out there and get them away from video games or anything like that, the better we are, I feel. So I just passing on the torch, I would say, that my dad did a good job of getting my sister and I introduced into the outdoors, and I hope to pass it along to, I have a 16-year-old son who is sitting in a deer stand tonight.
Nice. Wonderful.
So
he's a heck of a ball player too, isn't he? I see a lot of pictures on Facebook. Is he a pitcher?
Yeah. He is. He's a left-handed pitcher and plays first base and puts a lot of work into it, is striving to hopefully head to college one day on a D1 scholarship. Nice. If that happens. And I'm telling you, he's
a big boy. How fast can he throw?
He is. He is up to about 83, 84 miles an hour right now. Nice. Throwing.
That's good.
And he hopes to, by next spring, to be up to about between 85 and 87, I believe.
He's a football player as well, right?
Yes. He does play football. He's on the defense, and he's very busy, keeps you on their toes. But he's drives now, so once they start driving, he said to me, "Gosh, Mom, you've been out hunting all week."
Oh, that's funny.
Well, as a lefty, if he can get up to 90, he can write his own ticket to any college. That's awesome.
Right. Well, let's hope it takes a lot of hard work, and he's determined. I have post-it notes and goals written on whiteboards all over my house and on the doors and in his mirror in his bathroom. So he's pretty driven, but that's what it takes. No one is going to do it for him.
You know, we're talking about Simone and Cheryl, like I said, and I've followed your career, you know, over the last number of years since I've been on the 4 Outdoorsman radio show. We've never met. We've never had an opportunity to talk, and thanks for being on the 4 Outdoorsman. But I love your sarcasm. I love your personality. Now, you're married, right, obviously, right?
I'm not.
You're
nope,
not married.
No, I'm not. Nope. I'm divorced. I've been divorced for 10 years.
Then that's why you said this, because I was looking through your Facebook and all these other kind of things, and something showed up that said, "Don't settle for a half-assed man. And that's what you
right.
say. Yeah, don't settle for a half-assed man.
That's good advice.
So you're looking
ladies.
For a guy with a whole ass. That's what you're looking for, right?
You know, it kind of takes a lot for an independent woman the way that I am. I can be a little intimidating, I guess, sometimes, where I can clean my own ducks, my own pheasants, my own geese. I can clean my own gun, hitch up my own trailer.
You're special.
So
you do a lot.
But I enjoy every bit of it.
I can't do any of that. You were talking. Go ahead. Go ahead, Sam.
Simone, I was going to say, I was actually talking about you Friday night. We were talking about the pheasant hunt, and I started bragging about you, how, and you said you were going goose hunting the day before and the day after. And
yeah.
I was talking to my wife's aunt and uncle, and I found out she knows you. You went to school with my wife's uncles, Andy and Matt Labine.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
Lori.
Yep. And then Lori.
Yes.
Yep, and Lori Labine.
Yeah.
Yep. That's my wife's uncles and aunt.
Well, that's
kinda
a
random,
small
but,
world.
Yeah, it is.
And then on top of that, their daughter, I believe, goes to school with my son.
Emma. Yep.
Emma. Yes.
Small
yep.
world.
It is a small world.
Sorry,
it is
you guys,
a small world.
Are you guys done now patting each other on the back? And what's
right.
I guess.
Hey, I'll tell you, let's get back to dog training. I listened to, I was watching part of the Vikings game today, reading a book and doing some things, getting ready for the show. And I listened to a podcast that you had with a good friend of ours, Tony Peterson. I just love that man. I just love everything
yeah.
about that guy. And a lot of it was about dog training. And you said you can send your dog off to somebody to take care of the whole thing, but you got to do some of the stuff yourself. And there's a small window that you have in order to be a good dog trainer at home before you send the dog to a professional trainer. Talk about that
Correct.
A little bit.
Correct. Well, I work with Tom closely with Tom Dokken. Yeah. In fact, Tina Dokken is my best friend of mine, and she and I do a lot of seminars of introducing women into waterfowl hunting or mm-hmm. pheasant hunting and things like that. We were down at Pheasant Fest. And so what I have a deal with Tom is sometimes people aren't interested in taking on the puppy stage of when they get their puppy. They don't like to do the housebreaking and things like that. So I have a tiny little side business that I will take the puppy in. I will house break it for you and kennel break it and get it ready. And I usually keep them till about 5 months old. And then when they're 5 months old, they'll head down to Dokken's Oak Ridge Kennels in Northfield and they'll start their bird and gun introduction. And from there, they either will go back to the owner for just a couple months until they're 8 months old so they can have their training in intermittent training, and or they will just roll right into intermediate. It all kind of depends if they've lost their puppy teeth or what stage, or there's a lot of factors that go into that. But so, yeah, Tony is a good friend of mine as well, and he... I have taken in quite a few dogs, and I think being it's just on top of it and being at home and with the dog all the time that I can have the ability of getting it outside as much as possible, and they soon learn that it's puppy training 101.
Good for you. You know, Tony reminds me a little bit about Steve Carney, our first guest tonight, because Tony doesn't pull any punches either, and he's talking about you guys were discussing about when you go bird hunting like you just did with Cackle and Spur for Reach for Resources, and a couple of guys got dogs, and one is absolutely out of control, and he was going, and Tony was going crazy talking about it. He said either they're 40 yards out in front of you, or they're trainer, their owner has to keep hollering, like a friend of ours, Mark knows who I'm talking about, would have to do, call on the dog, and it drove, he said, I need silence. I mean, you just can't do that, you know, and so that's got to be real frustrating for someone like you with all the experience to go with someone who, I know they're trying, they got to start, but if they're not ready, don't bring them out here.
That, and it's true, and a lot of people just don't realize that you could do a lot more damage than what you are going to do good. And of course, everybody wants to hunt with their dog, for sure, but giving that dog experience by itself first is good. Having an e-collar and introducing it and having the dog understand what its expectations are of it before you hit go into the field makes a huge, huge difference.
Yeah, it's got
huge difference. And pheasants are smart, and if they hear you, they are gone, I promise. So like Tony says, if you're quieter, you might have a little bit more of a successful hunt because the birds aren't going to only hear you stepping, not yelling.
Yeah. Hey, I tell you what, Simone, my wife, Diana, who listens to the show every Sunday, love you, Sugar Plum. I'll be home in about an hour or so, but she's a fan of yours right now because she was playing her games when I'm listening to your show with Tony Peterson, the podcast, and you're talking about it doesn't make any difference what you do, ladies. You got to get your butt out of the house and do stuff. I mean, the husbands can take care of things right now once in a while, and you're talking about whether it's bow hunting, whether it's hiking, whether it's wine tasting. As soon as you said wine tasting, my wife's eyes lit up, and she said, I like that lady.
That's right.
Well,
there's always good wine to be had. Even after a nice hunt, you can always have a nice glass of wine to top off the evening, for sure.
If somebody wanted to find you, Simone, how do they find you and ask you questions?
They can find me on Facebook under Simone Shara. I'm on Instagram at Simone Shara as well. And my dad and I, we have our Ronchos Outdoor Calendars.
Right.
And you can reach me at outdoorcalendars.com. Anyway, I love any other questions. If there's women out there that are interested in getting out hunting or would like someone to take them out, I'm always available.
And we promise me in the next 45 or 60 days or so, you'll come in studio and spend the hour with these whiners with me. Will you please?
Oh, absolutely.
All right,
absolutely. I would love to do that.
Thanks for being on the Four Outdoorsmen, Simone. We'll talk to you soon, and thanks for everything,
guys.
You do.
Thank you, Simone.
That's a special lady.
She's cool. She's a lot of fun.
Oh, man. Yeah, the Shara family's a lot of fun, boy. Yeah. I tell you what, thanks to Simone, Corey King, and Steve Carney for being on the Four Outdoorsmen. We're going to wrap this thing up, I think, aren't we? In the meantime, yep. I guess if we have no music, we got to wrap it up like this. So, Mark, give our audience a little bit of advice.
Get outside and make some memories.
You got it.